graduation, man, it's hard to believe.
You know, I think we're gonna snap our fingers and that graduation is gonna be here. So all those parents out there listening, you better start getting those garages cleaned out, I guess, because your open houses are right around the corner.
Absolutely. And well, it looks like by the paperwork, you know, it might be the tweener time, but you're still busy over there.
You know, it is. It's slowing down a little bit for sure, but you know, with school wise, let's talk about that. We're at the end of the quarter. So as far as right around the corner, the end of the third quarter is Friday.
Okay.
And it's here.
Unbelievable.
I mean, and we got one quarter left with kids, and we're still going to work hard to make a difference with those kids. We are still celebrating music in our school's month. So tonight, last week, we talked about music in our school's month. And, you know, again, I can't emphasize enough the importance of being multi, well-rounded students, mm-hmm. and whatever those extra activities you are in. I just think it's so important, not just our sports. Sometimes we talk a lot of sports in the morning, but
right.
we want our kids to be well-rounded, and when they go off from here and whatever route they choose, that that they bring with that wealth of background and all kinds of activities. So music in our school's month again tonight. We have our 5th through 12th grade concert, and that's over at the high school. I believe that's going to start at 7 o'clock. So hopefully, I know last week for that band concert it was standing room only.
I love that.
It was an amazing concert Emily Christensen put on, and tonight we have Miss Haley Baressa running the music or the choir concert. So I'm excited for that concert as well. And then I believe maybe even next week, are we still in March next week? The calendar?
I think so. Yeah,
I think just
yes.
a little bit.
I think
we have some elementary stuff, maybe some third and fourth grade we'll talk about also, so as we continue the music in our school's month. As far as activities go, really not a lot on the docket other than we're getting our baseball team will kick off practice tonight or tomorrow night. I think they were able to be throwing last week. I think that's kind of how the rules are.
Okay.
You know, it just makes sense. These kids don't wreck their shoulders and their elbows right away. So they were throwing, but I think officially, I think they can start batting and all that other stuff. And
no strikes going on in high school baseball too. So that's kind of
right. You know, the contracts are, you know, you kind of get what you get, I guess, as
right,
a player. Right. And no NILs either, like the college game.
That's right.
So that gets going on Wednesday. Our kids do get out early. Our teachers have some professional learning time, PLC time. So I think we dismiss at 1:20 in the elementary and 1:30 in the high school.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, the end of the quarter then is on Friday. So we want to make sure we have all of our stuff turned in to our teachers. And then the only other thing we have is on Saturday, we have our speech heading to Melrose. So they have a speech meet in Melrose. And then the other thing I just really want to emphasize, though, as we wrap up this last week or through March 25th, mm-hmm. is on March 25th, which I believe is Friday. I have to check my calendar, but I think Friday is our survey closes. So we opened this up a while back, March 1st, and we want to just continue to get the word out to fill out that survey so our school board can hear from you. Okay, we did the vote back in November. We did all this stuff before November. But this is just to kind of gather a little bit more information on what direction the school board can be considering from our patrons. So where and how? Well, if you go to our website, there's a click. You just click on 2022 referendum, and you can do an online survey. If you're not that inclined, we've got some paper copies around town. Breckenridge Drug, you can do it there. The library, the senior center, Econo Foods, you can drop. And then there's a Valentine's box, but a box you can just drop your survey in, and then Kathy from the school will swing by and pick those up. You can also do it at both schools. And for people that don't live right in the community of Breckenridge and you don't know want to fill out the electronic copy, mm-hmm. at Fox Home, swing by the post office in Fox Home from 9:30 to 11:30. In Kent, swing by Vantage Bank from 9 to 4. And in Wolverton, swing by the post office in the morning from 8 a.m. till noon. And you can do that paper copy there, and there's a drop box right there for you.
Got it.
If you want one mailed to you, just give Kathy a call at the school, and she can send one out to you as well if you don't want to do the electronic copy. And if you want, you could send it back to her too if you don't want to go up to one of those places to do the drop box.
Brad, how important is the input that you're getting from people in the school?
Well, I think it's very important. Our school board just wants to hear and wants to know what direction the community will support, what direction mm-hmm. the community wants the school board to consider.
Right.
And they don't want to sit and guess, and they don't want to just go on hearsay. And that's why it's so important we get a slice of everybody, all demographics. We know we don't want just parents to fill out. We want parents. We want retired folks. We want We want the kids that maybe don't, or the people that I call them kids, maybe they don't have kids yet. Maybe they're in their 20s and they moved back. They've got a job here. They went away and got their training in whatever fashion that is, and now they're back. And we want it from everybody because it does impact everybody. Whenever you're considering taxes, it impacts everybody. And also, you know, just how can we build the community and how can we make this, continue to make this more and more attractive for people to want to get here? And how can we get more houses going up, which then impacts having more kids
that's
in our schools
huge,
and
sure.
You know, the Twin Towns have so much to offer, and we want people here, and I think Breckenridge School is fantastic, and so if we can get more people in our school, that would even be better for us as well.
Certainly will. Brad, always great to have you in here each and every Monday, my friend.
You bet. We'll see you next week.